Welcome. Let's Party the Comedy Club, your premier actual play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first time, don't be shy. Grab a seat at the stage and let me tell you a story. Happy Halloween 2025. We're going to play fun game. That'd be lying to you folks. We're going to be playing a game tonight to tell a little story. For our Brenda Wood Bay campaign, we played Desperation the Isabel. That actually came partnered with another game called Dead House. So tonight we are going to round the horn with playing Bully Pulpit Games 2022 game Dead House. Dead House is a game about the Great Blizzard of 1888 in a small town in Kansas. And people are going to be up against some, say it with me, folks, desperation. In alphabetical player order, we're going to introduce ourselves, but I'm going to skip the line a little bit because my name is Jess. My pronouns are she, it. I'm not the GM, but I'll be doing the majority of the talking. Let's say hello, starting with B. Hello, B.
Hi, hello, howdy. This is B. I won't be talking as much, but I have all of the cards, including the cards we're not going to be using, so I will be eating those over the course of the episode to help me keep in the mindset of a starving farmer eventually.
Yep. When we were trying to figure out who was going to do tricks and who was going to do treats, B kind of drew the short straw. I got the treats. She's getting the tricks. That involves eating.
It sounds like she's getting the treats.
If you're a certain kind of
person. It's my fault. Perhaps. I really should have used two pieces of paper for the straw.
All right. We also have Grint. Hello, Grint.
Hey. This is Grint. He, him. Well, I'll tell you. Playing this game will be a real treat for me, because I wasn't around the first time y'all did Desperation. I was not able to play in that one. So it'll be fun. It's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have Lavender. Hello, Lavender.
Hi, hello. My name is Lavender, pronouns Fayfair. I genuinely liked the first bout with Desperation. Absolutely horrifying game, but one of my favorite things we've done, so I've been looking forward to this one.
Which is fascinating, because on record, you have told me you're thalassophobic.
Oh, yeah, no, listen, it was not comfortable, but that's fine. That made good horror company podcast theater.
Yeah, fair
did
enough.
Did you ever have fun with the Scary Ocean game, despite, you know, Scary Ocean? You'll have a lot of fun with a game that's set far, far away from the ocean.
That's true. This is going to be a really easy time for me.
This is about as square state, middle of the country a game as it gets.
Well, it is in fact Kansas, so there you go.
And yeah.
Last but certainly not least, Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hey, it's Sophie, she, her. Looking forward to a cozy and wholesome farming sim, ready to meet all the small bean NPCs.
We will be eating rocks.
Ugh. Yep.
Cozy farming experience.
Armor.
I'm sorry, but it really sounded like you were going to say cozy armor farting stuff.
Yes. I didn't, though.
Fair enough.
Also, the cozy armor sounds like the Dead by Daylight, the next Dead by Daylight character.
Armor.
It's just off-brand mascot horror.
they kind of already have that with the Five Nights at Freddy's, sort of, if you think about it.
I mean, they have Billy and Bubba, so
yeah,
they can do
it. Yeah, but they don't ever do the generic after.
No, they kind of have. I don't know, whatever. I don't care about Dead by Daylight.
Which is still in line with the developers of Dead by Daylight.
Tell them.
And most of the player base, frankly.
And yeah, she doesn't care who she offends. Alright, so here's how this is going to work. As previously mentioned, B is the deck mistress tonight. She will be flipping cards. She will be reading the headers off the cards. and letting us know when we are going to be moving to them. We are also going to be reading the cards in alphabetical Discord. Nope. Actually, no, that was correct. Thanks, Brain. We will be reading the cards in alphabetical Discord order. So it'll go B, Grant, Jess, Lavender, Shelfie. Ba 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 ba. I am going to say up front, this does have a list of content warnings, or at least topics that you might find sensitive. So we're going to talk that over real quick.
Wait, am I just drawing the cards? I don't get to pick?
No. You're just drawing the cards in order.
Okay.
So things include animals, children, claustrophobia, death, genocide, impurity, mental illness, murder, pregnancy, religion, and suicide. Are there any topics we may not want to include in the game of these?
No, I think I'm okay with all these.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. If it's not in, I hate to phrase it this way, if it's inappropriate or if we don't find the cards super tasteful, we do have the other cards that didn't get put into the deck.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we can always swap cards if we need to.
Yep. The option is always there.
Mm-hmm. So what we will be doing is we will be drawing cards in order to build the town.
What? Yes, so the first... Oh.
No, I'm sorry, what's the first card, hon?
The first is, of course, Dead House. This is the Dead House. This is where Neola stores her dead when the ground is too hard to dig. That time is coming soon and lasts for half the year. The cemetery is here, too.
Yep,
this goes on the edge of town.
Yep. And this takes place in a small town in Kansas called Neola.
N-E-O-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Hetzel Farm. This is the Hetzel Farm.
Not you. Not you. The oldest... Not you. Not you, yeah. Grant.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. This is Hetzel Farm. It is the oldest in Neola. Henry Hetzel and his strange granddaughter, Velma. It boasts an orchard of stunted apple, peach, and cherry trees. Put this card far from the Dead House.
Yeah, that's at least two straws away.
Mm-hmm. What's the next one?
The post office.
Making me fucking think about work in this goddamn game. All right.
It's not my fault you wanted to go third.
This is the United States Post Office, a grand title for what amounts to a horse stable made out of greasy wood repurposed from a collapsed Buffalo Skinner's camp. Inside there is a table and a chair and a safe and a pile of hay. Put this card very close to the town's house.
Which is going to go near the center. Or in the center, so sort of already in the middle.
Ooh.
Next we have the hill.
Alright. excuse me.
Bless you.
This is the hill. It was important to the Wichita who used to live around here. After the war, they were all moved west, but they buried some stuff in the hill before the army arrived. Somebody dug it all up soon after and kept the pretty bits and burned the rest. There's a single spindly black locust tree at the top. Put this card wherever you like.
I'm going to put it near the Hetzel Farm.
All right.
And then we have the Sharp House.
This is the Sharp House. Swilla and her daughter Maddie and Maddie's husband James Mitchell and all their half-feral children. James is an odd man and Maddie takes in mending. Put this card close to the Dead House.
And then we have the Ruin. This is the Ruin. A stone foundation and some charred timbers and a well that really ought to be filled in. A Church of God preacher and his family built a half-assed church here, but they couldn't take it, and the fire that burned them out was probably a blessing. Oof. Put this card between the hill and the Dead House. Okay, so it's between the Sharp House and the Hetzel Farm. Next is the Mitchell Farm.
Let's see. This is the Mitchell Farm. Look, that's his name. Look, that's his name, is the best around at coaxing wheat out of this barren ground. Telly, that's her name, is endlessly pregnant and cannot keep a child.
Ugh.
Put this car between the dead house and the Hetzel house.
Who names their kid Look?
Well,
this is the 19th century.
Yeah.
I think also, the Mitchells are black.
Huh.
Well, there are character portraits in the game.
Right. Well, I didn't look recently. I know that race is a part of this. Yeah. If I had to guess, I would say that Look and Telly are probably emancipated.
I'm thinking based on this art, comparing to other characters, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got rid of all the character art when we printed it.
There's some really nice evocative art on these cards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the art's fantastic.
It's really worth checking out for the art. What's the next one, hon?
Yeah.
Sorry, Pearson's Shack.
This is Pearson's Shack. It's a smoky little affair cobbled from wood pulled out of the church ruins, a broken wagon, some cottonwood trees, and a waxed cotton tarp. Pearson is usually squatting like a toad here, ruminating upon the ineffable and making people uneasy. Put this card far away from any house or farm.
And then we have the town's house.
Brent, this is the town's house. It is the newest building in Neola, and it is octagonal. After Fowler's A Home for All, or the gravel wall and octagon mode of building. Bob Lee and Ralph Jr., Rosie, Frank, and little Teresa are Catholics from far away. Put this card in the center of town where Ralph is a Neola postmaster.
And we have the Mitchell Barn.
This is the Mitchell Barn. It's modest, but a squared away building that Look Mitchell ordered as pre-cut lumber from Sears and Roebuck. It would be a nice place for dances if anyone in Neola were to bend in that direction. Put this card very close to the Mitchell Farm.
It is fascinating to learn about the history of Sears and Roebuck and how much shit you could just buy and get through the mail.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I believe that's all of the locations. But now we're going into people.
Yeah, that's all the locations.
All right.
All right, let's start writing people down as we say them.
All right, so first off, we have Pearson. I'm Pearson, and I live alone. I built a little shack, and when they came to throw me out as an unpleasant parasite, I waved the deed in their faces. It's my land, fee simple, and if I want to live on it alone in a miserable, leaky hut, that is my right. I'm fiery, but strange.
Mm-hmm.
What? Sure.
People are full of contrasts. People have dimensions.
Yeah, I mean, it sure is a hell of a thing to think that you can throw somebody out when they have the deed to the land. I mean, it's a hell of a thing to drive people off land in the first place. But,
well, it's in Kansas. Like,
yeah, look, it takes a special kind of asshole to go. Yeah.
Yep.
I guess not in my backyard counts for farms.
You have...
the history of... farmsteading.
Not in my barnyard.
Yeah, this is the American expansion west. So, yep.
Yes.
Anyway.
Next we have Maddie Mitchell.
Need to find her card. There we go. I am Maddie Sharp Mitchell. Everyone knows me as old Swyla's headstrong daughter, and they were as surprised as I was when I fell for the Mitchell boy. But fall I did. The two of us are young and in love, and that's that. I'm attractive, but unwise.
That's right. You have to speak their truth.
Yeah, you gotta speak their truth. Put this card next to the Sharp House.
That's what I did.
Speak Maddie's truth. Yeah. Yeah, that was some truth spoken from Pearson.
My mistake.
Yeah.
Maddie's truth. You know, the youth really, people just kind of discount them, but you know, they got their own opinions and thoughts and feelings. And sometimes all they really feel they need is, you know, love and the will to see it through.
Also, you don't have to speak your truth. It just yeah. say it's a thing
yeah.
you can't do.
Yeah, it does say you do not have to if you yeah. do not feel like you can or want to or what have you.
Right, so I right. just forgot next. That it was. It's starting to show up on the cards.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to read that bit out loud.
I will.
Anyways, that's Henry Hetzel.
Henry Hetzel. Where are you at, Henry Hetzel? There we go. I am Henry Hetzel. I was among the first settlers in Neola, and the place hasn't been kind to me, but I hang on out of sheer spite. My granddaughter Velma helps keep the farm running. For parents, the less said, the better. I am resourceful, but frail. At the end of the day, something's going to come out of Neola. Something has to come out of Neola. Otherwise, why did we even come out here?
Good point. Next, fittingly, Velma Hetzel.
All right. Okay, we are down here. I'm Velma Hetzel. I run my Grandpa Henry's farm, and that's my days gone, my weeks, my years. Wasn't what I planned for my life, but it's what I got. Still, I dream of more exciting things and read about them in books. I am well-read but bored. So, I am reading this here as the smart one, the sort of ostracized nerd, maybe. Probably one of the better read people in town. Maybe not taken super seriously.
Hey, what's it called? Literacy's not guaranteed in this age.
So true.
All right, next. Oh, sorry.
No, it's just, that's all.
And then we have Bobley Towns.
I'm Bobley Towns. The day Ralph brought me to Neola, I cried because it's a lonely, barren prison, and I've been promised freedom and paradise. It hadn't exactly grown on me, but I have solace in my growing family. I am talented but bitter. It just seems like she's kind of a city, city girl, wants to be around a lot of people, be around kind of a social scene, and she feels like she's stuck out here, stuck in a place and stuck in a family.
All right. And we have Telly Mitchell. I'm Telly Mitchell. My given name is Telefers, but everyone, including my husband, Luke, calls me Telly. I am always pregnant. I'm pregnant right now, but it has never worked out. Luke still thinks it will someday. I am gentle, but melancholy. Jesus. I don't know how many more times we can try this, how many more I can try this while I feel how I do and I see what it is doing to my body and to my husband each time. I only wish that something changes. And then we have Swyla Sharp.
Okay. Let's see, Swyla Sharp. I'm Swyla Sharp. the oldest, if we're being honest and don't mind a pun, the sharpest woman in town. My daughter and her husband live with me in the house I built with my late husband Reeve. I'm brilliant, but cruel. People in this town don't know what's good. And I wish they would listen to their elders just a little bit more.
Hi, I'm up.
James Mitchell.
James Mitchell. I'm James Mitchell. My older brother, Look, is like a father to me, and Swyla Sharp is like a mother, and I married her daughter, Maddie, and everything is just great. Lacking any skills, I do odd jobs or kneel. I'm charming, but lazy. At the end of the day, it's all just gonna blow over. Things are coming through. People keep moving west. That means they're just going to keep rolling through, and things from the east are just going to keep coming through. Plus, we don't have to worry about all the other stuff that's happening closer east. We can just reap the rewards.
All right, and then we have Ralph Towns.
All right. I am Ralph Towns Sr. I am postmaster here. All the government Neola is ever going to have. That's a point of pride. I am also Catholic, which sets me and mine apart from all the other families. I am kind, but arrogant. Let's see. Thing is, I'm kind of the best connection anybody around here has to the outside world. And that's important. I feel like people should be respecting me a bit more for that.
Then we have Fate.
I'm Fate. Fate is short for Lafayette, and I am not from around here. I came here from a place far away where people wanted to kill me. There's no one going back, and that's all you get. I am likable, but dangerous. Listen, dangerous is strong. Ladders are dangerous. You know, farm equipment's dangerous. Anything's dangerous if you're dumb around it. So just don't be dumb around me. You're fine.
Who's Fate staying with? Or do you want to figure that out at the end?
Yeah, we wait till the end, yeah.
Alright, I'll just keep him off to the side for now. And then we have Look Mitchell. I am Look Mitchell. Me and Telly built this farm with our own hands. One day I want to pass it on to my children, when we finally have some. Until my brother James got married, he was basically my kid. I am hardworking, but naive. Is it naive to hope to strive on for a better future? I mean, even when there are obstacles in the way, you know, you won't know when it's about to move until you really put your back into it. And then we have Junior.
Junior. I'm Ralph Towns Jr. I ride herd over my little brothers and sisters, Rosie Frank and Teresa Towns, and I long for the day when I can set out on my own. It isn't too far away, but it isn't that close either. I am ambitious, but sullen. You know, one of these days, my siblings are going to have to fend for themselves, and I hope that day comes soon. Can't always be around for them, and they're going to have to learn that sometime or another.
I think that's the last of the people.
What's the next one?
It's going into unease, so I think we're into the deck.
Figure out where, yeah, Fate stands.
Where Fate is.
I think Fate should be with the Hetzels.
Alright.
Alright.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, let's get into seeing how these folks fare through the winter.
Poorly, probably.
You don't know.
Well. Alright, first we have... Oh, wait, so... How are we?
We're going to continue in the order that we've been going in. Read out the name of the card. And then the person who's responsible will read the next one. We'll read the text.
All right. Unease.
Unease. This land is covered in endless buffalo grass and scourged by constant moaning wind. It's fertile if you know what you're doing, but utterly unforgiving. The summers will burn a person up, and the winters will crack your bones. Right now, it is as in-between and as pleasant as it gets. That won't last long, I think. This feels like it's being thought by Henry Hetzel. Sitting on the porch of the Hetzel house, just watching the wind pass through the buffalo grass. He can feel those little twitches and tingles in his joints and his bones, and he grips the cane ever closer, and he thinks to himself, I'm gonna have to get on Velma to start preparations.
Sure to be one for the history books. Right? And then we have a nightmare.
Finding that in here. There we go. I dreamed of being trapped. Everything was white, and I couldn't breathe or move, and it was cold. Cold as death. Perhaps I was dead. When I woke, I was hoarse from screaming, and worry faces looked down at me in the guttering light of a wax candle. They look over our characters here. I think that might be... that might be Bobbly. So, this is at the house. She has had this nightmare. She has awoke, dreaming. The family is around her. And she may not want to talk about it much. It's clear something rattled her. But that's been her lot in life since she got here, is this sensation of being trapped and unable to get out. She doesn't blame any of them. It's just, it is the hand she's been dealt, but it's beginning to wear her down. And with the winter coming, it's just going to be that much harder to move around and get out anytime soon.
Next, we have a stranger.
A dirty man appeared by the ruin and said he's from Denver, Memphis, and Atlantic Railroad, surveying land for new right away. But he was a liar and a hungry one, and he had a pistol. But I had a quiet conversation with him, and he never set foot in Neola. I think this is fate. I think fate went out to talk to the stranger. Maybe they didn't, like, they don't know each other, but maybe they know who each other are. And Fate just kind of said, listen, you don't want to, you don't want to be in here. If you take my advice, you don't want to be here if you know what's good for you. And that made a stranger leave for whatever reason.
All right, then we have 7-3. I learned from a tattered scrap of newspaper that the Detroit Wolverines have won the National League pennant over the Indianapolis Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
I can never find them. Thank you. This cheered me, and I clung to the news for some reason. I told everyone, but no one in Neola gives a damn. The score was 7-3. Mm. Hmm. This feels like something James Mitchell
would do.
You know, instead of, you know, actually doing something to appear busy, just kind of spreading the sports pages everywhere.
Do you want to set it with somebody else, or do you just want the notion of him running around doing that?
Just him running around doing that, I guess, instead of working, you know?
Mm-hmm. Trying to find someone to talk to about it.
Okay, Gumby.
We have tidying up.
Tidying up. Someone has to clean out the dead house, and the unenviable task has fallen to me. It's a squat stone octagon, the only stone building in Neola, and comically small. I sweep up the dust and make it sound to keep out vermin. I imagine bodies stacked here like cordwood until the ground thaws. This is... Have we had something from Look before?
No,
I don't think so.
Okay, I think this is Look. Look Mitchell. Mm. Getting in into the dead house, carrying a broom, a rake, maybe like a bucket of some like plaster or something. To try and seal up any cracks and holes. Making a pretty good job of it, and maybe not really thinking about the fact that, this is a place that, could see some use at any time.
Yeah, why think about impending death?
Yeah.
And then we have the message.
The message. Geese flying south rest in the marsh of the Nenetska River. This year they are strangely exhausted, and I tramped out there and shot one. But I shot it wrong, and it died badly in a sad little pinwheel of feathers and blood. It looked diseased, and it all seems like a message. The town can hear the gunshot. If anybody goes out to take a look at what's going on, Pearson's standing up by the river, gun smoking in his hand, just cursing quietly as he shakes his head and kicks the dead bird into the river and just stomps back to his shack.
And then smoke.
The buffalo grass is dying and prairie fires are burning. Everything is smoke. I can barely see my hand in front of my face, but the chores don't wait. And up there on the hill, I see a figure. A shape I don't recognize, someone from elsewhere. They raise a hand and a thrill of fear runs through me. Let's see. I think that is going to be Ralph, who is our postmaster, so... There is that rain and snow and buffalo grass being on fire, that classic axiom. He is tidying things up. He is getting what mail needs to be gotten out to the townsfolk together. Trying to protect the papers from errant sparks and cinders that might be around. When he looks up and he sees this... And does anybody want to put somebody else in this? Just because we've not had much interaction yet, thinking about it.
Yeah, sure. Who do you want me to be?
We could go. We also haven't had a Swyla. We could bring her in. She seems busybody enough to be at the post office.
Sure, sure. Well, Mr. Towns, it seems that they add fire to the list of things that doesn't prevent the mail.
They do. Rough this year. I ain't seen anyone like this in a while.
Well, we took the precautions that we could. At least the fires aren't coming closer.
Yeah, true enough. Not great for getting anything else in or out, though. Doing what I can. Swyla, you see that up there? What the hell is running around out in the fire?
Heavens knows, it's probably Pearson or James Mitchell.
I don't know. Oh, I don't like this. Whatever, I'm sure it's nothing.
We'll know soon enough if it is something.
Guess that's one way of looking at it.
Have to be practical. Have to be very practical, Mr. Towns. The Lord provides, does he not?
He does, but it's the mysterious ways part that's bothering me. Man, I got a couple deliveries for you.
Ah, wonderful, another catalog.
And as he's walking into the office, he takes a look back towards the hill. Doesn't see the figure.
Yeah, Swyla's not even noticing she's busy with the catalog.
Well, appropriately enough, next we have mail.
Yay!
A letter arrived to me with desperate news, and I sent a letter in reply, and now the mail is late. The mail is eternally slow. The mail will never arrive. This terrible thing won't be resolved before the snow falls and the roads choke up, and I will have your answer in spring of 1888, or maybe never. Let's see. I think this is... Well, I think this would be... Bobby Towns. And the news would be something like, a sibling of hers telling her that her mother is sick. And so she sends a letter, asking for details, what's kind of the what's the outlook. And yeah, she just thinks, by the time she gets any news, her mother's going to be dead and buried, and she'll never see her again or hear about her again.
And then signs. Nature is speaking as the seasons change. The wasps are nesting high and pigs are obsessively gathering sticks. There has been a halo around the sun for 5 days straight. The winter of 1888 is going to be very hard, harder than I can bear. It says speak your truth or nature's truth. And I'm just going to go ahead and read ahead in the story a little by saying, nature swings in a lot of directions that, isn't evil, isn't bad or harsh, it's just is what it is, unfortunately, unless you're staring down the barrel of it, in which case then, it sucks. But at the very least, it is possible to see it coming. It's just unfortunate that not all of the people around here are capable of seeing those signs. And then bandits.
Oh, goodness. My team of oxen have been stolen. This is as good as putting a bullet in the brain. If we can't plow, we won't eat next year. No one who lives in Neola could have done it. No one would dare. No one could hide such a crime. It was a bandit of some variety, and they need to be found and punished. Who has a team of oxen? Sorry, I have to look at the bios for the characters. I think this is Henry Hetzel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of all the damn things that could happen, this had to be one of them. We're out here in the middle of nowhere, and yet there's still people off somewhere who feel like they can just, I don't know, condemn us to struggle and suffer just because opportunity is right in front of them. Well, we better start figuring out what we're going to do, or else things are only going to start getting worse.
Awful kind not to suspect fate was behind it. Oh, good, it's first snow.
Ooh. Yay!
How romantic.
Fall has ended. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, read it, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't sure if you wanted to use your turn on that or not, since it's just the season changing. But fall has ended and winter begins with a fine, heavy powder. All of Neola is snug in their homes.
God help us all.
My God, they're snug.
Like bugs in rugs, even. All right.
For you, we have instead Sally.
Oh, boy. I really needed you to just cut out in the middle of that. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, you're on.
Cool.
Yep.
Sally. My horse Sally slipped her halter and fought her way up the hill and ate her fill of black locust bark, and now she's pissing herself and falling over and dying. I love that horse. I needed that horse. Who's doing this one? I think this is Velma.
Yeah.
Just kind of like a long... Oh, can I get commentary from Fate and Henry as she's doing this? Like out in like a long view of the camera, you just through the window and they're like kind of out of focus, like watching her through the window. She's just stomping up the hill and just muted. You can hear her just shouting angrily.
Just occasional curses making themselves down our way. I'll take fate, I guess.
Okay, I can be Henry.
Oh dear. Henry, it seems your Velma there is got her dander up about something.
Stupid fucking goddamn horse. Told you not to eat the fucking bark.
Uh-oh. Hmm.
No, one damn thing is another. First the oxen, now the horse. Don't know what we're going to do. We'll just have to start planting again.
Well, the first snow was not too bad. I'm sure there will be time.
Just angrily stomping her way back down the hill to the shed. Comes back with a lever-action rifle.
God.
Don't waste ammo. We might need it later.
Yeah, use the hatchet instead.
She's kicking!
No.
She won't stop kicking. I can't get close enough to put her down. Fam, I'm gonna need your help. I gotta drag her down off the fucking hill.
He's not. Okay, it's best just leave her be. She'll pass it enough and we can deal with that.
We leave a goddamn dead horse on this hill. That's how we end up with wolves.
Yeah, the thing we can drag her drag it further out once she dies. Once you don't, you're going to get yourself your head kicked in if you're not careful.
Why don't you give me the rifle and I'll put it out of its misery for you, and then we can see about moving the body.
Just flustered, angry, stomps back onto the porch, hands the gun wordlessly to Fate. I think the scene ends with like her and Henry standing on like the porch as Fate goes out there, and you just hear the gunshot, but you don't see it.
And then we have whispers.
Let's see here. I am crouched with my ear against the door of the dead house, listening, and there is a voice I know whispering to you. It is saying terrible things in the snow hush night. I can't stop listening. It is telling me the secret truth. In the morning, everyone looks at me differently. I've got some fun options here. I am going to do a throwback, if I may, to the last scene, and we'll go with Ralph again. That figure he saw has been kind of looming large over him as the snow kind of continues a bit. He's maybe made a few more passes around than he might otherwise in a different year. And sometimes that means passing through the graveyard looking for suspicious folks. And sometimes you hear something come out of the dead house. The next morning, he is rattled. Whatever the voice may have told him is clearly still reverberating through his mind. And everyone can see, sees a way less secure and confident sort of Ralph Towns than there was the day before.
Yeah. Then we have the Ghost of Fire.
This cold is like the Ghost of Fire. It has driven me to an angry madness. I've gone to extravagant measures to keep it out. I cover the inside of my house with newspapers and wheat paste. Nothing keeps it out, and it mocks me, leaving ice on my wall. My rage grows. I think this is Telly Mitchell. Can I get someone to play Look Mitchell? As
yeah, it can be Look.
Yeah. Yeah. So Telly just kind of like, just kind of like on her hands and knees, like stuffing newspaper, like in the kind of the gap under the doors, and just kind of muttering to herself.
Now, Telly, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. We've got our walls. We've got a place on the fire. Be good. Just come over and sit by the stove.
If I don't get warmer, the baby's going to die, and I'm going to die with it.
No, don't say that.
Look. If I don't get warmer, the baby's going to die, and I'm going to die with it. I'm not kidding you. You don't have any wood. You can build a damn fire.
I'll go see what I can do.
Yeah. And I'll sit here. I don't know what he thinks is going to happen. Had a summer baby. Still died. Now he expects a baby. What?
Saying I think Luke is seeing what he can finds, you know, in the house to maybe put in the stove, and failing that, seeing what clothes he can get together to maybe have to go outside, scrounge.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good place to end it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, now you have more newspapers to read while you're freezing to death. And then we have fear. Some people are afraid of death, but I am more afraid of life beyond the blurry boundary that keeps decent people from cutting each other's throats. The things that push one past that boundary, isolation, hunger, hopelessness, aren't just coming, they are already here. People are beasts deep down, and I am afraid. That feels like a Bobbly Towns thing. I think she is just kind of riding another wave of why the fuck are we out here, Ralph? And at its highest point is not only seeing everyone around, seeing the desolation and lack of civilization around, she's now seeing all of the evil and all of the anxiety behind the eyes of everyone that she lives with, and it's wearing at her quite badly. Oh dear. Vigilance.
Oh.
Well.
Cool. The black locust atop the hill exploded, because cold enough to make trees explode is something you can say about Neola this winter. And someone mistook it for a gunshot and huffed out into the bone-cracking pitch-black night and alert for bandits got me square in the chest. Oof.
Imagine getting shot because of a tree.
Yeah. So part of me wants to say Pearson, but we haven't really had much Pearson before. Really at all.
Yeah, we had one scene with them, but
oh, we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
He shot that bird out of the. He shot a bird out.
Right. Yes. So much has happened. I feel like it might be Pearson because he's keeps to himself.
No one would expect him to be out at night.
Yeah. Pearson is. I think out trying to, you know, get some more firewood, see if he can find any, like, you know, I don't know, late root vegetables or anything, and he barely, I think, even has time to turn around before the gun goes off, and he never knows who killed him.
Might be kinder if he doesn't know. You know,
maybe.
Not having to go worrying or thinking about why. But, yeah, well, he's in the dead house now.
Ooh.
Which sounds like a line from It. Now we have a poisoned heart.
Someone has been bad to me. Maybe they are just a little too secure in their opinion or grating in their laugh. But trapped in this ice hell, it has escalated and turned into something sour and deadly in my heart. I hate them now. I hate the very sound and smell of them. I wish them a calamity. I think this is Junior.
Really, you think Junior has that kind of hate in his heart? Mm-hmm. Against who?
His family. Just his father dragged him out here. His father in his position of authority. His mother hates it. His mother wishes that they were back in there. There's only so much that prayer can do, especially if God works in mysterious ways. But he could be anywhere else. He could be somewhere else. He could be doing something else. You can't even go out and till the fields. You just have to sit in the cold, and you have to sit in the cold and wait, and there's no books coming in. There's no entertainment coming in. There's only so many songs you know how to sing. And it is just a quiet curdling of the spirit. He doesn't know how his father can put on that front and live life like that.
And then we have Trapped.
See here. Sorry, I was on the wrong page. There's snow and rain. Snow and rain. And the ice is as thick as fieldstone over everything. I am trapped indoors, sealed in as though ice were lead and my home were a coffin. It led to panic, and panic led to unwise decisions I will regret. See here. I think this is Henry. And if somebody would like to come in as Velma or Faith, they may. I don't have much particular mind here. But it is late at night. The snow has begun coming down harder yet again. And in the middle of this uptick, it kind of comes crashing down all at once that this town really has given me nothing. And now it has very literally encased me in. And I'm going to die here. That's it. All said and done, I'm going to die here. And in just a mad, frantic sort of outburst, even after being worried about the ammo when the horse died, I grab the gun and I just shoot out one of the windows. Some illusory phantom out there. But now all of that cold has another way into my home.
I guess if the cold can get in, then you're not trapped anymore.
Oof. Cold can get in all at once. I can't get it fucking out. Never could, never will.
Pulls hands up. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was saying, like, I think if they're not already in the room, both Velma and Fate would come in.
Yeah.
Even if they don't have anything to say necessarily, but yeah.
Yeah, it's cold. Why don't you put the gun down and we'll board over the window.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't nothing for it now. Sorry.
I don't think Velma says anything. I think she is just shocked and sort of weeping at the situation. Like, what else can you say?
Yep.
Oh, no. Now is the killers.
The killers. The prairie is a frozen tomb.
Wait, wait. Sorry. Wait. It's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I went off them.
Wait. Duh. Sorry. Duh.
Yeah. You're just excited about the killers.
No, I heard... I heard you talking.
The killer. The prairie is a frozen tomb, and its wolves and coyotes are no longer shy. They smell the pan grease, and every morning the tracks are right outside the door. Every night they sing. It's a bad song, the sound of my killers biding their time. It wears on me. We're the outsiders here, not them. Let's see here. I I think this is Maddie Mitchell Sharp. And I think she is, she's just kind of thinking, you know, I'm not like Junior or Bubba Towns. I wasn't itching to get out of here. I was happy with James. You know, James is content here. You know, happy just to live out our lives here. But I realized that was a mistake. This place isn't going to let us live. Maybe I should have been more like Junior. Maybe I should have looked for a way out. That's it.
All right. Now, rot. I am looking at a crib full of rotten corn and barrel after barrel of wet wheat, barley, sorghum, millet, all moldy and ruined. I don't know what I am going to eat when winter lingers. My shoes, perhaps. Ah, fuck, I remember this card. Damn. I'm going to give this to... I'm going to give this to James, actually. James Mitchell, this is something that he could have noticed sooner if he actually spent some time out in the barn instead of reading the newspapers and talking about sports. And now that he's actually gone out to have a look and seen it, the reality is kind of settling heavily on his shoulders, and he doesn't really talk as much around town for a couple of days. But everybody finds out anyway. And then emptiness.
Let's see, emptiness. This place is so empty that it warps my vision. It poisons the mind. There are people living here who haven't seen proper civilization in years. The wind gets behind your eyes. The desolation sets into your teeth until they crack. All I want is out, but there's no out for me. Now, this sounds to me like, sounds like fate to me.
Yeah.
I think, one night, fate is, you know, maybe sitting in, you know, the Hetzel house, perhaps looking over some old letters, maybe a photo or a newspaper clipping, and just kind of reading things over and over. These are, you know, from the life that he had before he was here, which he had to leave behind or risk getting killed by whoever he was running from. That was the world that he knew, but he is here now.
Then we have the last day of winter. In any ordinary year, winter would be over. But the winter of 1888 is far from over.
Oh, dang it.
We have like half the deck left.
Yeah, for those of you who have not heard the other episode or who perhaps are not familiar with this game, We were still in the relatively pleasant cards.
Yeah.
We were like on the mid-range of pleasantness. So the first couple cards were autumn and then winter. We're mm-hmm. now in the cards just marked hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All those content warnings at the top of the episode will definitely be yeah. in effect.
I mean, I think we've...
Well, you know, there's more all, more yeah. intense. More intense yeah, now.
Yeah. Only one person has died so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was That's a misunderstanding.
True, we have been down quite a couple of animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We have fresh linen.
Oh, boy. fresh linen. A sweet, pungent smell prompted me to look at my feet for the first time in weeks, and they were dead lumps, frostbitten to hell, and gone off. Wrapping fresh bandages on the blackened nightmares that used to be my feet makes me wonder if my blood is poisoned. Who am I inflicting this on, unfortunately? I think this is happening to Swilla. Elderly woman, poor circulation.
Yeah.
Not yeah. getting around as well as she previously could. I'm not going to linger on it. It's not great. If this was a movie, there's probably a scene of... Because I don't want to roleplay this.
Yeah.
This is a movie, there's probably a scene of her just lying in bed and Maddie and James trying to help her with it. And she's just like talking them through it. And you don't see anything from their shoulders down.
Okay,
What do you got?
Now we have friendship.
Oh, good.
Oh, delightful. My friends in the dead house knew that I'd been done wrong, betrayed, humiliated, ruined. Before the world shrinks to a white pinpoint of pain and misery, I must settle the score, they said. My friends helped me. They guided my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So, the rule on this card is put someone in the dead house. Maybe you. Sorry, I'm considering my options here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to do this between family, but I think this is, I think this is Junior. I think, like previously, I don't know how much I want to roleplay this, but I think this is Junior confronting his father. And I am, as far as who the dead house goes, I'm going to flip a coin here.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So, heads, it's Junior. Tails, it's Ralph. I'll assume there's like a struggle for a gun happening. I've dropped the coin and it's dark in here. I've ruined
it. Oh, no!
Tails, so Junior gets it. Ralph is in the dead house.
Oof.
Taking what he thinks he is owed.
Apparently that family just hears things coming out of the dead house sometimes.
Well, now they get to see their patriarch go into the dead house. Oh,
you know what? I said I was going to roleplay that, revising that softly. They both heard something from the dead house.
Ooh.
Junior just got the gun first.
Ooh.
Christ. Okay. Now we have good neighbors.
All right. There isn't enough in Neil to go around, and somebody else wants what's mine. I know they're coming. I can hear the purposeful crunching of their boots. I'm ready. Let's see. Oh, yes. Okay. This is Henry Hessel, talking about fate.
Oh no.
Mm. You know, yeah, things have been kind of getting bad. And, you know, Henry's kind of been suspicious of Fate. And now it's going to build. He thinks, Fate doesn't want a, don't have to try and feed three mouths anymore. So he's going to, get rid of Henry. And Henry's ready. I'm going to go to the, so the rule for this one is one or both of you is going to the dead house. I'm going to roll a d3. Or I guess a d6. So I'm going to do this in the dice room. One or two will be Henry dies. Three or four will be Fate dies. Five or six will be both die. It is a five. So both of them.
How do they?
I think. I think they both get guns. So Fate shoots first. Gets Henry. But Henry isn't quite dead. So with his last breath, he shoots Fate. And so that is the end of both of them.
All right. And then we have Faith. I stared at the featureless white sky and listened to the shrieking wind. This winter isn't going to end. Matthew 24 says, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, stand in the holy place." There is no holy place in the Yola. Everything is hell. I am in hell. It sounds like a town's thing, but he's fucking gone already. I'm going to say it's Bobbly. Bobbly Towns, I think. Without her husband's help and his faith, this is sort of the only place that this could go. I'm not going to play it out, but I do think that the standing in the holy place was taken kind of literally, and she was just found out in the cold somewhere.
We do have ruins of an old church.
That is true.
You know, that's a good point. She probably went there and didn't appear to be dressing for the elements or anything. Didn't look like she intended to be there for long before it became a problem. So. And then we have a precious thing.
Let's see. A precious thing. Its keepsake. Something beautiful. A reminder that the entire world isn't flat fields of snow and screaming katabatic wind. Something refined, a gift that made me cry with gratitude and delight. Something that kept me grounded in hard times, a promise of a better life crafted by skilled hands from fine wood. Now I'm cold and into the fire it goes, piece by piece. I think that... Oh.
We must burn pain and use it as fuel for our journey.
Yeah. I think that Velma, one thing that she had and treasured over many things was fine reading desk. Something that is truly a luxury on a farmstead, but one that they were able to obtain or perhaps someone was able to make it in the past. But yeah, now with Henry and Fate gone, and you know, two fewer sets of hands to help keep the house warm and give their own heat to the house, needs must, and into the fire it goes.
And then we have Mercy.
Mercy, let's see. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
The nearest doctor is in St. John, 10 miles away. But someone must get help. Neola is collapsing, and here I am setting out on foot through heavy snow and a savage blizzard. I'll get half a mile. Speak your truth, and then go to the dead house. I've got perhaps some choices. Sorry, Luck Mitchell.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you particularly need to dwell on it, but Telly's trying to tell him no, no, no. He's just getting a kit together, getting the heaviest clothes that he possibly can together. He just disappears into the ice and snow.
He says, I've got to do it. Who else will?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we have a fine meal.
All right. I am hungry. Hungry enough to do something terrible. There was some wheat paste, and I ate that. There were some rotten potatoes, and I ate those. The cat caught a rat, and I ate that. Now me and the cat are staring at each other.
Hi, Winston.
No.
No.
Hi, Ginger.
No.
Hi, Posh.
No!
Listen, if I tried eating either of them, they'd both kick my ass.
Yeah, true.
Winston's biting me right now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, see? Party storytelling!
Yeah. Welcome to immersive theater.
We placed a cat under each one of your chairs.
It has been biting you the whole time.
Yep.
I gotta look at the doc. Who's left?
James Mitchell, I think? Or did I slide his card away?
Yeah.
James, James Velma.
James Telly.
Junior. Bobbly.
I hate to put my thumb on the scale a little
Bobbly's,
bit.
Bobbly's
Bobbly's
dead.
It's so it's Telly, Swyla, Maddie, James, and Velma.
Junior.
Yeah.
I don't want to put my thumb on the scale.
Yes, you
do. All right, then I won't.
No.
Tell me what you want to do with the scale. Explain your scales to me.
I do kind of like the mental image of Junior alone in the house.
I was leaning towards Junior.
But he's got his little brothers and sisters.
Well, they're characters on the cards.
I'm just, all right.
And also, I don't know.
If we
don't know
if factor,
they're alive or not.
Yeah, even if we want to factor those in, by all rights, they're probably getting some of the food first.
Hmm.
So there's not a lot left for old Junior here. I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but no, he is eating things that are halfway towards edible around him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good for him.
No.
It is impacting his health just as much as starvation might. But in the short term, you do what you have to do. Related, dysentery never killed anybody. You can just eat rotten potatoes and wheat paste. That's fine, kids. I'm being handed a note by our management. Sorry, hang on. But yeah, things are a little rough in the town's house right now.
Well, not the only house things are rough in. Next up is kindling.
All right. I chopped down all the Hetzel's trees, all the apple and cherry and peach trees. I hacked them to pieces one at the other until they no longer insulted the white-on-white horizon. It's always released to follow through. Now it's finished, and I'll die of exhaustion or a bullet. This is kind of a... This is a wild thought. I think this is Swyla.
Yeah.
She's got some life in her.
Yeah. I think she's like, again, not to linger on too much, but yeah, she's kind of crawling through the snow and like to get through this, and like, you know, she's on her, you know, she's, you know, hacking up the trees, like on her knees. You wouldn't think she'd be able to get through it, but she's gonna get through the trees. We can do like a quick little scene. Does someone want to be Velma?
Sure. I'll take Velma.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm just kind of thinking like, you know, you're coming out like, you know, as I, you know, after I finish it, I'm just kind of, just kind of kneeling in the snow, staring at you.
Well, I've got that gun, and I'm just staring, barely emoting at this point. Already gone through too much, and then what little bit of this household is left has just been torn down. At this point, I think, shooting would be a mercy, but just gonna click my tongue very softly and just go, Twilight, I just want to know why.
I always hated your grandpappy, and I always hated you. And my only comfort in all this has been knowing that you all have been suffering too. Nope. And now he's dead, so what else can I do but take away whatever he has left?
Well, appreciate the honesty. As long as we're being honest, I always thought you talked too much. And I am pulling the trigger, and we don't need to linger any further.
Well, now we have fond farewells. Oh, wait, is that mine, or?
Yeah, I think that's you.
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Now I get shot.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. I ate a lavish meal of pancakes and meat grease and coffee and mush and milk and a whole fried jackrabbit. If I had any loved ones left, I cannot recall now. I'm sure I kissed them tenderly as they slept, then walked to my resting place until spring. I settled in and sleep myself. I hate to just beat on him the entire time, but I have a feeling this is James. He's trying to do something to like in his head, he's like relieving his family of the pressure of one more mouth to feed, but doing it on a full stomach and leaving them all alone in the worst possible time, which feels like a James thing. So... he goes to the dead house. I don't want to linger on that either. It's just another, you know, he does kiss his family goodnight. You know, Swyla is gone, Look is gone. Maddie's still there, and he probably gives her a kiss before he leaves, but he still leaves.
I think the implication is more that he dies in his sleep.
says...
Unclear.
Yeah, I honestly read that card as kind of a hallucination.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that... I will say, I think the implication that they had food stores and he just tore through them, darker. I like it.
Yeah.
It I think it's ambiguous. Like, you could read it either way. Yeah. Whether it's real or...
Well, they find him immediately because spring comes.
Oh.
Yay.
Yay.
Whoa.
Survivors, speak your truth. Who's the fuck is left?
Telly.
Yeah, Telly, Maddie, Velma, and Junior.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay. I'm going to take Junior, I guess. He's the one that I had something immediately in mind for. Spring comes, and with the thaw, Junior realizes that this is his one chance to, and maybe his only chance to actually move on. And by a chance, it might be more of a requirement, considering that he killed his own father and sure, you know, everyone knows about it somehow. At least he believes so. So I think that, you know, as soon as the roads start to clear, he just heads off, leaves town, and maybe moves, you know, one town over, which, you know, is still going to be many, many miles. Or maybe he just disappears off back towards more urbanized areas, but he's gone.
I think Telly gets out of this and has a child successfully. I don't think it's easy, and I don't think that she does it in Neola, but I think the process gives her the strength to get the fuck out of there and do what she can to start somewhere else and be somewhere with somewhere that's maybe a little kinder to human life.
I will take Velma here. I think much the same. She lost her remaining family. The barn was destroyed beyond repair. It was, she's not going to be able to rebuild that entire orchard anytime soon. So she peddles off whatever books didn't get tossed into the fire for warmth and finds her way probably somewhere towards the coast where that literacy will pay off a little more. Find some other shop to run, find some library to help at, maybe.
All right. So that is Maddie. I think Maddie doesn't really know what to do with herself. You know, before this winter, she never really imagined having to leave Neola. She realized she has to now. Everyone else is on the dead or left, but she can't quite bring herself to do it until you know, people come to investigate what happens, and you know, she tells them what she can, and she goes with them. She doesn't really know what she's going to do with the rest of her life, but she's alive, at least.
Hmm.
So, sounds like everybody abandons Neola.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much Neola is left.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like the, you know, how many... This is like the heap problem. It's not a heap anymore.
Yeah. It's yeah, there's kind of people. There's a point where there's too few people to sustain a community, and I think Neola hit that point.
Mm-hmm.
We had one person survive from each household, other than Pearson, of course, but for the other, for the four major households.
Yep.
Which I did not intend, but interesting, it worked out that way.
We had a better survival rate than the Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
Did we? Wow.
The Isabel ended with the captain and his daughter surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Do you want to hear the cards that were left?
Yeah, why not?
An angel visits. It is snowing always, a wall of light, and within it today are rumbling booms of thunder and flashes of lightning, and I just realized I am in the presence of an angel. Matthew 28:3. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. I hid my head and prayed, broken with terror. And the instructions are mutter your truth or scream it.
That's really good.
Yeah.
You want to keep reading them, and then we'll each read them out like we normally would?
Sure.
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 Yeah.
Good. Yep. You got home comforts.
Home comforts. I'm crouched in someone else's smoke cellar. It is lined with stone and filled with bacon and sausage and smoked ham. The floor is a sea of smashed pickle jars, and I have defiled the meat. I have ensured their starvation, and they might just kill me. The instructions on this are, go to the dead house if they do, and speak your truth either way.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know why defiled meat is coming off so wrong.
Oh, I mean...
Just, you know.
Yeah.
It's no longer edible.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Then there's only one left.
Oh.
An old friend.
There's only one left from hell?
There's
some other ones that... It,
yeah. No, this is the... I'm sorry. This was the rest of the deck that the last day of winter was on top of. I can go over the other cards.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We have to give people an incentive to want to buy this game. Because
you should buy this game.
I will say, there is one where you can kill an entire family.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Anyway. It was an old friend, right?
Old friend.
Mm-hmm.
The cold gels the blood, slows the brain, makes the processes of life thick as saltwater taffy. Sometimes a body seems dead, but it isn't, and a person claws their way back from the brink. That must be what's happening, because someone I saw get shoved in the dead house is scratching at my door. I believe I will let them in.
Hey, let me in. I'm a fairy. Don't you believe in fairies?
Is that Sam McGee?
We're not in Canada.
Or Tennessee.
That was in Tennessee.
Why would he be in Tennessee if he was...
Sam McGee was from Tennessee.
Yeah, but he's not in Tennessee anymore.
He died in Canada.
He wouldn't be in Tennessee if he were from
Lake LaBarge.
Then he was on those Arctic trails that... Yeah,
you know, the men now we gotta go listen gold. To that again. Shit.
To be fair, you never really leave Tennessee.
Yeah.
He brought a little Tennessee with him.
Well, I think that puts a pretty good bow on desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I'm glad that some of them lived.
Yeah. I think we did play it with a different interesting dynamic because it felt like, how do I phrase it? I like the difference between this and the Isabel because the Isabel kind of forces people to interact more because they're all involved on a fishing ship.
Yeah.
And this is really just much more like slow burn decay.
Yeah, and then the other thing about the Isabel is because they're because you're moving from the ship to the lifeboat to the island, yeah. You're shuffling around kind of who's with who a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's interesting. I'm glad that they play like different games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, do we want to say
also funny that? Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think it's funny that like there, even though both of them are about survival, because Deadhouse is so much more about long-term community survival, I feel like it falls apart a lot faster than the Isabel, where it's sort of like more immediate and, you know, you're relying on everyone else to stick together because that's the only choice that you have. Whereas it's the same situation, but the dynamic is just different enough to change how people behave.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I hope you have a happy Halloween for 2025. And I hope you have plenty of candy and you stay nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't go to Neola.
If you can help it, don't go to Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead go to my my cyberpunk California setting, Neo LA.
God damn it, Sophie.
Instead, mm-hmm. you should go to thecoffin.club.
Mm-hmm.
And the Patreon.
Well, let's say goodnight in alphabetical Discord order. Reverse alphabetical Discord order. Starting with Sophie, who, unless you want to sincerely recommend people go to Neo LA.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I would say, yeah, this is Miss Sophie, she, her. This would be more appropriate for the Isabel episode, but Lucas Pope, the creator of Return of the Obra Dinn, put up a video a few days ago, or I guess a week ago now. It's a time lapse of creating models for the Obra Dinn, and also kind of serves as a director's commentary because, you know, he comments over it. So it's interesting. Maybe check it out.
Oh, that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lavender, how about you?
This has been Lavender. I continue to be as such until I am stopped. So I watched for the first time last night the original 1973 Wicker Man. That movie's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had never seen that before. I ran it for some folks as a double feature with Lair of the White Worm, which I don't know if we talked about it on the show here. We have watched that. Lair of the White Worm, also a great movie. I forget if we mentioned it. But
we might have, but it bears repeating.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. White Worm is something of a weird British horror sex comedy, question mark?
Yeah, it's a gay little camp fest.
It is a movie in which there is a snake vampire woman and a very young Hugh Grant and Peter Capaldi are having bisexual tension at one another.
Oh, yeah.
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 But it has a strange sense of humor. It's got a lot of weird, surreal dream sequences. It's a lot of fun. The Wicker Man is a folk horror musical of sorts. It is, collectively, they serve an interesting way of who you should have sex with if you don't want to get murdered when you're in England. you should, if the stink vampire lady wants to have sex, don't do it. It's a trap.
No. Watch that movie. Do not have... watch this movie. See those fits. Do it.
Yeah.
She'll bite you on the dick. Go for it.
The fashion in that movie is incredible. But Wicker Man is, if you don't want to get killed by the cult, maybe go ahead and take the bait when they test you to see if you're pure enough to be sacrificed. Just yeah, go for it. It's better for everybody. But no, that is a fun romp if you've never seen it. I'm told there's a European cultural knower mentioned that there is some baggage because the main character in that movie is specifically coded Scottish Presbyterian.
and that is why he's sort of depicted as the way he is.
He can't imagine.
There's a bit of unpleasantness, apparently. I have not done too much further research. Mm. But it is mostly about how if you're too weirdly religious, eventually a cult will come get you.
Right.
Also, Christopher Lee's in it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, my name is Jess. My pronouns are she, it. I would like to recommend an indie tabletop game called Drink My Sweat. It is about a lesbian fight club. It is about playing out the rules for a lesbian fight club. And it's about having a hot little time punching your friends. The rules are simple. It is fairly quick to play. Basically, it's multiple fights in a fight club. And every single match is determined by a single D6 roll. There's a little bit of wiggliness with the... what's it called? A little bit of wiggliness with some, like, the tokens, and then you can, like, spend tokens to, like, zoom in on the interactions between the people involved, and there's not a winner, per se. It's a bunch of character studies with violence and fists, and I had the honor of playing it with the creator, and technically sort of running it and showrunning it in Mothership Over Under when we held a lesbian fight night, and me and a bunch of girls got to just beat the tar out of each other and put on a really fun show. All right, Grint.
Hey, this is Grint, he, him. I'm going to recommend a game that I haven't personally played, but I've heard some really good like recommendations and talk about it from some friends. The Seance of Blake Manor, which is a supernatural detective mystery set in 1897. In Ireland, you're a detective investigating the disappearance of a woman at a hotel full of suspects, and you have to play through with a limited amount of time. Every action that you take ticks down your time remaining, and piece together motives and clues and the various personages and everything as you go. And apparently, there's the main mystery of, who done it, but there's also a lot of other mysteries and, questions that can be answered going through the game. So in that way, it's very much like the Oberdin or, other things where you can, solve the main story, but if you play through it multiple times, you'll be able to find a lot more. And, I don't know. It seems really cool. I'm probably going to play it at some point. There's a demo. I don't know.
Yep. I have not played that either. I do know at least one person who's mentioned it called it their game of the year immediately after they were done with it.
Oh, yeah.
So I've heard very good things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have been Bastion, pronouns still she, they, not playing anybody in particular. I caught up with a manga called The Kigari Monster Family, and I don't know how basic this is, but it's really funny, and it's really pretty, and it's kind of action and character oriented in a way that I think I've only seen recently in Gachiakuta. The aesthetic is not the same whatsoever, but that attention to detail and action and really hot character designs for some fucking reason. It looks like they just dumped a bunch of stuff from a gacha game. I should be paying for JPEGs of these people. I don't know, but it's funny and good, and I like it, and I'm going to be keeping an eye on it.
All right, cool. We have a website. It is thecoffin.club. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/the_coffin_club. Hey, because we're jumping in line with this, so this is actually coming out on time. If you're listening to this, you can actually go listen to the most recent episode of Isaac Icker. It'll drop at the exact same time. We had a really special time with this one, and I think there's going to be some fun overlap. And the other one's going to be, Eyes of Ichor this month is going to be a little bit happier than what we did here. The bar is in hell. I recognize that.
I just realized we technically did a Halloween special for Eyes of Ichor, in a sense.
Yeah, technically.
Sort of.
Listen, we're the Coffin Club. That's all about setting bars 6 feet under. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Our theme song is Take Her Away. What's up?
I was going to make a joke, but I was just going to say 6 feet under is the After Dark episodes. Mm. Those are on the secret Patreon.
No, those are on the Bone Zone.
Okay. I don't have a good follow-up for that. You win this one.
We have a theme song. Go ahead, Sophie.
No, we're going to have to set up a second Patreon for the feet picks.
Yeah. Sorry. It's the Boffin Zone. I know it's not good, but but you brought it up. But you draw attention, so I had to say it.
We do not need an entire Patreon dedicated to a bunch of British scientists wandering around being like, well, sir, by my calculations.
Why not? Somebody's into it.
I haven't found the whale that's willing to drop thousands of dollars on that yet.
Yes, look out for the Coffin Club gotcha coming soon.
Oh my God, it's all just individual. It's all of the comments are just different bugs from the assembly.
God, I was literally going to say SSR Presto Summer Edition.
Now someone finally gets a 2-star and it's just 69.
You got a B. You got a B. You got a B. You got a roach. Anyway, our theme song, Take Her Away by Ladyfinger. Give us reviews on assorted websites, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Tell people. Vandalize public property, except don't actually do that. Start a lesbian fight club and be like, wow, this was such a great idea. Who gave you this idea? And you can be like, well, I listen to this very cool podcast called The Coffin Club.
Many such cases.
Hey, we're the taste sensation that's sweeping the nation. And don't forget to tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex, and we hope to see you all again next time. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
Take care, everyone.